Blog Talk Radio.
Some things that was indicated
And I'm also going to talk about the food that also it will help us as well. And Shield is S-H-I-E-L-D. And it's spelled, each letter has a different meaning to it that will help you to not to have this this disease or control it or whatever the situation may be. But all of us, if we have experienced any of our relative friends or family, we know that it's not a pretty disease because we don't like our family members not to be able to identify us, as well as forgetting important good memories that we shared. And most of their memories are the long-term memories that they have, but the short-term memory is what they struggle with in remembering, because they can say something 1 minute and then the next minute they forget. Some of us are having some of those things, those problems now, not as bad, just a little. We all do. We go upstairs to get something and we forget what we wanted to get. And we come back downstairs and then we remember. So we all experience some sort of short memory. But the Oz Show did really give a lot of good points, and I want to share it with you tonight and talk about it. And because I know we all are experiencing some sort of short memory, because like I said, but one thing I always said that I'm going to get scared when I, just like for instance, if I came upstairs and forgot what I came there for. And I sometimes have to go back downstairs, and sometimes when I go halfway down the stairs, I remember. The important thing, if you don't remember, then you got a problem. But when you remember it, it's okay. At least those memories are good. The memory is coming back to you. But when you start forgetting, period, then we got problems. But anyway, let's talk about what Dr. R said on his show. And it was a lot of information, and I'm just going to share. And I'm going to work on some of these things myself. I mean, just work on these things little by little. And if you're real serious about not getting this disease, you might want to take it. You might want to take it more seriously and do most of these things. And the first thing that he said, Shield, spell is Shield, S-H-I-E-L-D, the brain against Alzheimer's. S stands for sleep, 8 hours. How many of us sleep, get 8 hours of sleep? I don't. If I get 5 or 6, I feel good. But very seldom, I don't know when I've ever gotten 8 hours of sleep. But I try my best sometimes to get at least 6. And sometimes I do. I might wake up in the middle of the night, but I do go back to sleep and try to pick up where I left off. So if you're not getting 8 hours sleep, and let me say something else before I go on. Most elderly seniors that live to be 90-something years old, 100, one of the main things that they will tell you, and you know that they go to bed early. They sleep 8-plus hours. They probably sleep 12 hours. So you know that sleep, getting rest, does help you to live longer as well. And it says during deep sleep, this is called amyloid. Production is turned, and that word is, I wrote that, the meaning of that word down. Give me a second here. Amyloid, let me finish reading the sentence. During deep night sleep, amyloid production is turned down, in addition to less plaques forming into your brain. You know what plaques are. The brain cleans itself out. So when you're sleeping, The brain is cleaning itself out and restoring good cells. So it's so important for us to sleep. And amyloid is a waxy substance, primary of protein that deposits in tissues under, and it develops under, it starts abnormal conditions in your brain, such as Alzheimer's. So it's so important that you get most of those 8 hours per day. And that's including me. Everything I'm saying, I know it's for me as well. H stands for handle stress. 10 minutes a day to meditate, take a walk, or do something else that relaxes you. 10 minutes is not much time at all. So if you can sit down or sit on the floor with your feet folded, or just sit down somewhere in a chair, a couch, and just meditate, or take a little walk, or do something that relaxes you. That's one. That's the next thing that he suggested. Interact with others. Now, that is so important, because if you're in the house all day by yourself and you're not talking to anybody else, that can be a problem if you feel lonely. Loneliness causes stress that can lead to chemical changes in the brain that kills nerve cells. Speaking with others involves nerve activity that strengthens the brain. So the more you interact with people, it helps the brain. The next one, E, exercise. Walking 8,000 to 10,000 steps per day reduces pathologically leading to Alzheimer's and helps grow new nerve cells. So when you start walking, and I don't count my steps, but I try to walk as many, not exactly every day, but I go up and down my steps. I have 14 flights of steps. I'm up and down those steps at least 10 times a day. So I know that I'm walking most of that if I'm not walking on the track, and I do that as well. Make sure that you get those steps in. And that also helps grow new nerve cells. Now, L is learn new things. And you know that if you learn something new, it doesn't just help Alzheimer's, it helps you, period, to learn something new. Learn something new, strengthens the connection between the nerve cells and provides cognitive reserve, and that's meaning that it builds it. Let me get that definition. It helps with thinking and remembering. So, like for instance, I'm gonna give you some things that you can do. Also, learn something different. A lot of people read books. That's good. Reading is good too. I'm sure you have seen those coloring books. Those coloring books that is little, it's out now where you color, and it's more for seniors than anyone else. And if you know that those designs, it's so detailed where you have to color in between those little things to make a flower or whatever. So by you trying, your challenging you to color in between those little lines, it helps your brain, because your brain is doing something different. It's finding those little lines to color that whole picture. Also, the other thing, puzzles. Word search, that helps as well. So learning something different, getting on the computer, doing something, not being on the computer all the time. That doesn't mean you are learning something different. You might be on the computer doing the same thing every day. You got to do something different. D, diet. Nothing is better for the brain than, they're talking about the Mediterranean diet. Eat less red meat and more fruit, nuts, and vegetables. Now, I went online and pulled out the Mediterranean diet, and it's not so bad. You can do it. And whenever you go on a diet, it's not something that you have to do for months and months and months. Just cut out some of those things that you know that's not healthy. I know some of us like those things, get a desire to taste, to eat something. Yes, we're human. Eat something every now and then that you like, but not every day. Now, the Mediterranean diet is fruits, vegetables, and it's unprocessed food. Extra olive oil, whole grain, fish, legumes. My tongue twisted. Legumes. Fish and that, and cheese, low fat cheese. And it's suggesting for you to reduce red meat monthly. It's okay to drink wine, and you can drink one glass of wine per day if that's healthy. Wine is always healthy. It's healthy not just for this. It also is healthy to reduce cholesterol. So go online and pull up the Mediterranean diet and see how much of that you can start doing. Just cut back and just start a little at a time. I am going to try it, and I'm going to see how well. As long as I'm eating some sort of meat, that's the biggest thing. I can cut back on everything else, but I just don't like just having plain old vegetable and no meat. Fish to me is my meat. You know, it's not really considered as a meat, but to me, that's meat for me. So as long as I have something to go with my vegetable, and sometimes I can do without it, but I need to have something, one day or two day of the week. You can have it every day. But I just like to have some sort of, other than fruit and vegetables on my plate. So you can, but they're suggesting that you avoid that red meat. And you know red meat is not good for you anyway. So that is, and some other things. Did you know that also portobello mushrooms, it's very good for Alzheimer's. So if you love mushrooms, go and get that special mushrooms and start loading it up in your meals. Now, one thing that they also suggest that you get rid of extra fat in your body. Now, I know I have extra fat in my upper body. From my waist down, I'm fine. My butt and my legs are pretty firm. But I have upper fat in the back. You know, when you put your brow on and you see that extra roll back there, that is extra fat. In your arms, that's extra fat. So, and I have a problem with and I know that's back there because I know how my bra looks when I put it on. So though that is where I have that extra fat, and I'm going to find some kind of way by lifting weights, and I'm thinking about getting one of those sweat suits and for my upper body and see if I can reduce some of that fat. That also helps too because you have a lot of upper fat. That also that triggers Alzheimer's as well. That's one of the things that triggers getting those diseases as well. So just go online. You can go to Dr. R's and get this listing of the different things that he mentioned. And you can pull up Mediterranean diet and try that. We must, no one wants to, to get Alzheimer's because you have experienced with among your family and friends. And how they deteriorate. And it's not a pretty thing because when you can't, when you have relatives that don't even know who you are sometimes, it becomes very sad. So just think about that seriously for yourself, that you don't want that on for you to be a burden on another, on your family members, whoever might have to take care of you. So go to those two different websites and find that information. But when I saw that, I thought it was something that could be very helpful because you don't know, you're saying, before we didn't know what causes Alzheimer's. But now there are different things that are showing that causes it. And they have a listing. You can see it. See it at night and day. You can also work towards it. So it's not something that you can fix it. Excuse me. So I wanted to bring that to you because, like I say, there's two things that we don't think that seem to be the cause of many deaths is cancer and Alzheimer's and dementia as well. So I just wanted to bring that to you and give you that information. But like I said, there's lots of information on the Mediterranean diet on, and also gives you copies of pictures of different foods that you can eat. And those foods is not bad at all. Because if I'm eating some, they said that you could eat Greek yogurt with fruits in it. Excuse me 1 second, I need to drink some water. My throat is dry. Some of the food, I could deal with that because as long as I'm getting a little bit of sweetness, and I love Greek yogurt, and you put some fruits and berries in there, and you got yourself a good dessert. So just know that it's not a bad thing. So just be mindful of what we put in our bodies. And also, I'm going to work on getting detox as well. I want to detox before I begin. This will help with a detox, but I want to sort of clean my system out a little bit too. And that is all I have on your brain against Alzheimer's. The next thing that I want to, the next few minutes before we end the session, I want to read what I feel that Jesus is also saying to us. And I'm going to read October and also October 1st and 2nd. And this is what he feels in his love towards us. You are a delight to me. I know you find it difficult to receive this blessing. It is based on the unconditional love I have for all of my followers. I love you more than you can begin to imagine. So just relax in the light of my presence and take time to soak in my luminous love. Relax with me and listen while I rejoice over you with singing. Living in a fallen world is a constant challenge. There is brokenness all around you, and we know there's a whole lot of brokenness all around. If you watch the news, there's too much stuff going on, as well as within you. Each moment you can choose to focus on what is wrong or to seek my face and enjoy my approval. Even in the midst of the important activity, your important activity during the day, you can breathe this short prayer. I seek you, Jesus. Remember that my delight in you is based on my finished work on the cross. So don't fall in the trap of trying to earn my love. Instead, live as the one you truly are, my beloved, and let your gratitude keep you close to me. Eager to find wherever I lead, I delight in you. Yes, he certainly do delight in us. He loves us so. Sometimes we feel that he doesn't, because he doesn't always answer our prayer immediately. So sometimes we get to feel that, does God really love me? Does God care about me like he used to? All you have to do is ask him. He'll show you how he feels about you. He'll give you some sort of message, scripture or something that you will read, and you can see how much he still loves you. And he died on the cross for us. I mean, who would die on a cross and be beaten and crucified the way he was? So he loves us so. In might of whatever storm that we are going through, he's right there with us. The Lord, Lord your God, is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. When you, just like your brain against Alzheimer's, it says, meditate. Meditate and ask the Father to come into your presence. And you will feel his presence and his love. And Psalm 23:8 says, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, will I seek. And Numbers 6:25-26, the Lord makes his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious. And gracious, and they're talking about kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. And he does give favor. You seek him, and you'll be obedient and commit to his commandments, you will see favor. The Lord lifts up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace. And he will give you peace. Just try seeking him and meditating and asking him to come in your presence. So maybe that's something, one thing that you can start doing is taking 10 minutes of your time each day and sit and meditate just quietly and just think about how much Jesus sacrificed himself for us and how much he loves us. And you'll see the peace that you will receive in that moment. And that is all I have for you tonight. I hope that the information on the brain against Alzheimer's was very helpful, but please go to the website to Dr. Oz and also go and pull up the Mediterranean diet and see how much that you can take away some of those stuff that we don't need to put in our bodies. And I am also guilty of that, but I'm going to work on it because I really don't want to even have that to be a part of my journey as I continue to live. I don't want to have Alzheimer's to be a part of my story. So I've given you the information, and also I gave you some encouragement. What Jesus said that he will delight you. And we just have to love additionally. And the other thing that I want to mention too, next week I'm going to talk about the new book a little more in detail. I am going to be doing a book signing soon, and I'll have that. I should have that information by next week, as well as the cost and if I have any discounts and where you can order. I'm going to order a large supply starting tomorrow. I'm going to order a large supply. You can always get it from me, or you can go online and get it. But it's a very good manual. I know it's called the Widow's Manual, but it's for anyone that have lost a close loved one, that you are, once you lose that loved one, you most of the time you're so distraught, and you are upset, you can't think. Well, this manual will help you to walk through you for the next 8 weeks of all the things that you need to do and taking care of all those details for your loved one. And also it gives you scriptures and also in some encouragement at the end of the book as well. So, all right, tonight, and we are out of time. be blessed and go on and get that information about the Alzheimer's and also the Mediterranean diet. And I thank you for tuning in once again. Be blessed and have a great week. And we'll be having our meeting for October, the third Saturday morning. That's going to be October 20th. I'll give you more detail next week regarding our meeting and the things that we will be discussing. And next week I'm also going to discuss, by that time we'll have decided on our trip that we're going to be going on. The trip, the time, the price, and all that stuff. So lots of information that we're going to be giving out in the next few weeks, because this is getting to be at the end of the year and there's a lot of things that we do as a group. And that is it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be blessed and have a great week, and talk to you next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed. Good night.
What you say? God is real. in my direction. So prophesy, I said he may leave. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you ain't no me to say it. You gotta say it, say it.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed
for grace,
for favor. This is my seed. Come on, y'all.
Doing what I have known.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed.